Alrighty, you guys, we are back again. And really quickly, I want to shout out where we are at because this is an amazing event that's going on. So it is the 47th Annual Oregon Knife Show. This event is put on by the Oregon Knife Collectors Association. They are open today and tomorrow to the public, and we are at the Lane Event Center. So today they're open until 5 p.m., and tomorrow they open at 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. And for a two-day admission, it's only $6. And if you are a veteran or active in the military, then you get half off. So come on down, you guys. This is an amazing event that's going on all day long. And then I also want to give a huge shout out to our second sponsor for the second half, who is Marianne McNally. She is a residential real estate specialist with Next Home Realty Connection. So if you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, not really sure where to start, or you're just like, you know what, I need to start getting in the planning mode of what that looks like to stop renting and start buying, she is definitely your go-to. So that is Marianne with Next Home Realty Connection.
And I'll have an update for you next week on how she's doing.
Oh, perfect.
She and
Thank
I are
you.
This week.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
I'm sitting here looking. I think the crowd has gotten bigger since we had the commercial.
Oh, absolutely.
There's more here. But again, we do still have a guest with us.
Yes.
Hello,
Cheryl,
hello.
Cheryl from our board of directors. And just walked past us when we both know there's Josh from the Salem area.
Yes.
I'm drawing a blank on the name of knife cutting, but it's a forge place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a beard to be a blacksmith, but it helps.
Yes, it does help. Indeed.
But it's just, you know, again, just the camaraderie that I'm seeing inside here of all these people.
Well, like I was saying again earlier, one of my favorite things is seeing all the men gather, and we've got a thing of five men in front of us that are just gathering, and they're just chatting and they're having a good time. It's almost like a guy's hangout. If I'm looking around, I mean, there's plenty of women here, trust me, there's women everywhere.
There's lots of ladies too,
but the men, they are having a time of their life right now, let me tell you. It's pretty cool.
I saw some 10 and 12 year olds look drooling over a knife table.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, huh, and then it turns out their dad runs the table.
Oh.
And he goes, yeah, I'm getting them trained up and showing them what's interested. They're getting excited about my hobby. I'm like, good for you.
That's awesome.
So all ages.
Well, and you said something a minute ago that I think is going to weigh in so well to why I asked Cheryl to join us today, because you talked about the camaraderie that's happening here.
Yeah.
It was late 2018. It was still, Kicking Cancer wasn't even really an organization yet. It was an idea in my head. But I had gone to a networking event and I met Cheryl and her husband, and they would drive from Corvallis to Salem to these little networking events. And in early 2019, because she knew what I had done for Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I have a friend who has cancer. Can we help her? And it was the first true duplication of me helping Brenda, because then Cheryl wanted to help her friend.
Yeah.
Tell us about that conversation that you and I had five years ago.
It was so great. And I don't want to leave out Julietta Ellickson, a best friend of Rachel well, because she's like, Cheryl, we've got to do something for Rachel. We've really got to do something for Rachel. And she was the one. We sat down together, and I got organization background. I know how to run teams. I know how to create teams and teamwork. I know how to bring community together. So that's where we started working. And it was so great to work with you, Baron. It helped. It really helped me going, because I would have just sat back and been resigned and not sure if I can help. Like cancer is a big thing.
It is.
And you're not sure what you can do. And you're just sitting there being like, I don't know if I'm enough. And we could have just been that.
Yeah.
And with talking with Baron, it was helpful to be able to be like, oh, we actually can do something. It was inspiring.
That's
awesome. We sat at the little coffee shop, her and I and this other gal who was another friend of Rachel's. Mm-hmm. I did dig back through some of my newsletters, and this is Rachel's story as told by Rachel.
Oh, okay.
So from her own words, it was September 2018. It was Labor Day weekend. They went camping with her family. We had just set up our tent, and my kids started rough housing. I decided to break it up and ended up falling. I was sore and in pain in my knee, and it didn't go away. October 7th, which is about the time that I met Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A month later. Yeah.
Yeah. October 7th, my best friend Juliana asked me to go with her to an event where she would have a table to show people about her cloth diaper services.
Okay.
At the event, I went around to the tables and I met the Kicking Cancer guy.
You.
Me. Mm-hmm. I thought to myself, I don't know anyone with cancer, but I will take a folder with all the Kicking Cancer information anyways. October 6th, I finally went to the doctor.
26th.
Or 26th, thank you. October 26th, I finally went to the doctor, got an x-ray of my knee, because the pain was so bad I could not sleep at night. The doctor called and told me I needed an MRI because I either had a fracture or a tumor. I went in for the MRI and it was confirmed I had a tumor.
Wow.
November the 7th, I saw Dr. Dong and she said it might be a giant cell tumor, but it was not cancerous.
Okay.
So this is what was interesting is she told me this story. Mm-hmm. She did not know anyone with cancer, except she did have cancer.
She did
at the time, yeah.
I had a biopsy of my tumor November the 12th. November 21st, I found that it was not cancer, just a giant cell tumor. So I scheduled a surgery date of November the 29th. That's 2018. Mm-hmm. We were so thrilled it was not cancer. With all happening around Thanksgiving, I had so much to be thankful for. We always go around the table at Thanksgiving and say what we are thankful for. I raised my hand and said, I'm thankful I didn't have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I got checked at the hospital about 6 a.m. on November 28th. I said, and they said the surgery would be about 3 hours. I woke up in recovery with my husband at the side holding my hand. I remember asking if everything went okay, and he said no. Mm. They didn't take out the tumor because the tumor is cancerous, and they had to remove 6 inches of my tibia.
Wow.
Now I was on the cancer train.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Cheryl got involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she wasn't expecting that. That's
that
for sure.
Yeah. Sad.
She definitely wasn't expecting that.
No.
Yeah. So it would have been early 2019 that she comes to me in with this whole situation. And I remember that visit. Like, what can we do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that we thought is we had done this little awareness walk in Salem. And I said, why don't we do an awareness walk down in Corvallis? Yeah. She was actually the first one that got me away from pink shirts.
Okay.
We did yellow shirts and blue shirts.
Yeah.
So there was another gal, Danny Warren,
yes,
whose husband passed away from bone. So if you were supporting Danny, you had blue shirts. If you were supporting Rachel, you had yellow shirts. Mm-hmm. If you didn't care, you had pink shirts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you really did a good job of organizing that.
We had a lot of fun organizing that. And it's just, you know, when you know there's something you can do, and when this organization gives people hope. Really, it is.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, I guess we're doing a walk. Sounds great. Baron gave us the idea because he had done ones up in Salem, and that's the part of the duplication that's so great. It's like, oh, we can do it down there. So he gave us all sorts of ideas. The walk was one of them. And I remember you telling us, you're like, you know what? With all these colored shirts, it's going to be like Skittles walking down the road. And I was like, that sounds fun. And that's what's really cool about Baron is he will put a vision out there and then we'll start chasing it.
Yeah.
And that's part of a visionary leadership. And that's why this nonprofit is going where it's going.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I told this to Danny. It was so weird as we had it in Philomath. So I'm driving, you know, west. And in the distance where the mountains are there towards the coast, there were some clouds. And I still remember one of those clouds. You know how clouds begin to have kind of a shape?
Yes.
The shape looked like James.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
And so you're like, wow. Yeah.
And yep. I told Danny, yep. I said, James is watching us today.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so great.
He sees you.
Yeah. You know, another thing that happens with
and
these.
Julius, oh. Well, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I still remember Rachel's kids pushed her.
Yes, exactly.
Because she was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Yeah, she totally. She has three children. She was also taking, had another, you know, bonus kid as well that she helped out at her place. And the whole family came together. Now, guys, this is what happens is sometimes the families is just overwhelmed as well. Like, what do you do with a cancer diagnosis? People put their head in the sand. They run away. Like, who wants to be dealing with these feelings of hopelessness? And so what was really neat is when a nonprofit organization comes behind an individual, the community has a legit reason to step up and come together.
Yeah.
And so what happened was even her parents, her father was pushing the wheelchair. Her family came around her because we legitimized her struggle.
Yeah.
And we helped that happen. And up until that point, there wasn't a lot of support from her family. Because
yeah.
Who, again, cancer can be feel hopeless.
Yeah. What do you do? How do you help? What do you say?
Yeah.
What do you not say?
Yeah.
It can be a very fine line on, knowing the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
When Kicking Cancer comes in with a plan, it really, really helps.
Well, totally. If anybody goes to kicking-cancer.org, that's our website. When you get to the homepage, there's a picture of Rachel in that wheelchair and her kids are pushing her. That's the picture on our homepage.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. If anyone's feeling that hopelessness, definitely go to that same webpage. There's a request for help there, and that will come to me and Baron, and we'll be able to determine how we can help you along the way. You have to be willing to step up and be somebody to organize it. We organized several events under the Kicking Cancer banner and raised enough money for her.
Well, since you're going to not take the segue, Queen.
Yeah.
So we did that walk, and that was great to bring community, but she did need some money.
Yeah.
And so then once again, Cheryl begins to do what Cheryl does and organizes this really fun event. There is a place in Corvallis, it's called the Angry Beaver,
mm-hmm.
and she went there, and they said, oh yeah, we'll have an event here. So we created, it was a disco-themed evening.
Okay.
So you showed up, you had dinner, there's disco music playing, and we created a flyer that said, the Angry Donkey meets the Angry Beaver.
I think she just
found it, and this guy named Randy that's there, he was running the place. And we had some auction items there. And what's intriguing is we raised a little over $2,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
What did that $2,000 do, Cheryl?
Oh, my goodness. For Rachel's amazing. You got to remember, she's a hairdresser, so there's no sort of paid vacation, sick leave, anything like that. Her husband was an auto mechanic as well. So if they were down that income, they were just down income.
Yeah.
Let alone him taking off work to drive her all the way to Portland, OHSU from Monroe.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of financial impact that was happening. But they were also having to move at that time as well. And so there was just all sorts of things going along. But they were able to pay off some medical debt with the monies we raised so that they could actually buy a house.
Oh, wow.
And so they needed to get their debt out of the way so they could buy a house. And they're now in a home that they own. And she's cancer-free, and it's so exciting.
That's amazing. it's a good ending.
I know. It's
you could have started with that.
I know. We should have started with that.
Well, I remember talking to Cheryl afterwards, and, you know, we could have raised $2,000 or $200,000.
Yeah.
We raised what she needed. Mm-hmm. We raised enough money for her to pay off that debt so she could then buy her first house, mm-hmm. you know?
I want to talk a little bit more about Randy at the Angry Beaver.
Yeah,
he doesn't own that or a restaurant anymore. But what this is example what happens around community and when you pull a team of people together. Because Randy, loves throwing his passion, his energy into something. He needed a cause as well. So he was the one that went out. Every time I talk with him, he goes, I got another donation. We got this donation. Oh, now we got a car donated. Now we have tickets donated. Now we have free meals. He talked to all of his buddies in the restaurant industry, but it gave him a purpose too.
Yeah.
You see that? It gave him a purpose.
Like, I think we had a football.
It was crazy.
Because we're in Corvallis. I think we had a football signed by the Oregon State football team.
Yeah, he had he had come up with all sorts of things, and he loved that. He thinks of it till this day. Like, it was just really fun to bring it. Yeah.
So there's another part where you wrap in the whole community.
Exactly.
And people band together
yep.
and make this happen.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because I can only imagine what she was going through with her cancer diagnosis, her husband having to take time off work to go take her to appointments. I know when there's any stress in my life, my world starts to fall apart. So any help from the outside it's bigger than I think people realize.
Yeah. We have a store in Salem or Kaiser. It's 3737 Cherry Avenue. You can come there. We've got all of our shirts displayed. And then we have a little office in the back. And I have two pictures on that wall that I'm just so thrilled to look at, because the one on the left is that entire group when we did that walk. We had a professional photographer come in and got a big but right in the middle of that panoramic view is Rachel in her wheelchair. Now, next to that is Rachel and her whole family. Rachel is standing, and she threw the first pitch out at a baseball game.
Yes.
So I have her in a wheelchair and her standing.
That's
awesome. And it was just like this visual for me of what that event did to help her change her life.
Oh, yeah. You know? Absolutely.
Yeah, that was just – well, and the other – and I think that Cheryl will remember this. Many people that showed up to this event – are of the age that they do remember the disco era.
Right, yes.
And so at one point, I think we had the YMCA playing, and you got all these 50-year-olds doing the YMCA.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
It
but
was.
There is something about having the Kicking Cancer logo and that angry donkey on there, but there's something about legitimizes the events too. So when you have a poster around town, it's like, oh, it's sponsored by this, people show up. And when we did the huge donkey yard sale.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huge house, long show. Anyways, it was a big yard sale, and the same thing. We put posters everywhere. It was her yard sale, but we got a lot more traction there because it's for a nonprofit effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we once she got into her house, she just needed some more income. So, again, she did all the work. She went and found all this stuff that she could have a yard sale, and we just created a poster, and so it was a big-ass yard sale.
It was like, it was you made it an event. You made it
yes.
something bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the community can come and band together and show up and support her.
Yeah. 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 That's how it brings together. And so Kicking Cancer isn't necessarily ones doling out the money. We're giving
right.
the ideas, inspiring people to get into action, start feeling like they can make a difference, and get over those feelings of hopelessness and,
yeah.
and actually go make a difference. And everyone's healthier because of it.
Well,
at
yeah.
the end of it,
you're showing her and others that you're not alone. We'll
yeah.
walk side
exactly.
by side with you. We'll be here with you.
That's
we'll hold your hand
does.
Through it.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's what community does.
Well, it would have been a couple years ago that there was a spot that came open on the board. Now, Robin, who's the president of the board, and Cheryl are really good friends. And I went to Robin and I said, how do we get Cheryl on the board? So the two
make
of us, we kind of strong-armed her
Guilt
together.
Trip.
But she brings you know, all of her background in the HR world. She has helped us systemize so many things within the
yeah.
organization. And her role in the organization, she's our support director. In fact, people can't see this, but she's got her support director name tag on.
Mm-hmm.
But the big vision is we have Mickey now. She's our first community outside.
Yeah.
And Cheryl and I've had more than one conversation about 10 communities, 15 communities, 20 communities.
Right.
But how do you pull those communities together, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
What's your vision for all these
communities? Oh, I can't wait to do that. Well, just like it started with you, pretty much every Wednesday morning, you and I would talk about the progress of the events, like what's going on, and you give us another idea. Like you could go to this restaurant and do a fundraiser here. So you were giving us all sorts of ideas and checking in on things. So it's like a weekly check-in. And that's what I imagine with the Go teams, all with all the communities coming together, maybe with by the time we have the first 15 or so Go teams going at the same time or whatever they are, we bring them together and we just share ideas. Let's find out what's working in your community. How are you doing this? What are you doing for this? And how are you getting the links out to people? And just share good ideas.
Yeah.
And I imagine that's a weekly call. All the people that are helping a Go team jump on a call. And then, of course, I want to be supporting the individual Go teams as well, like Baron did too, sharing the good ideas. Just have to download the information out of his brain,
right.
which
good
I know
luck.
Is a little bit. I don't want it all. I'm going to be doing puns, and I'm not sure
yeah,
I want that.
Go
down that path. But that's what I really see us doing. So with the first Kicking Cancer community in Vancouver, and then maybe one in New York, maybe one out in Philadelphia, maybe
yeah.
one in Canada, I'm from Canada. So all different places like that. I'm excited about that.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
How much time do we have left?
I was just looking. I think we have until 59. So we've got about 7 minutes.
Cool. Yeah, okay. What else we got?
Well, I do want to share a story in the timeline, and it's really going to play in so well to what
mm-hmm.
Cheryl's got going on. More than once, we have talked about some very interesting God moments. And
yeah.
I know that Cheryl probably has 3 or 4 of our T-shirts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You are wearing gray today. Why are you wearing gray?
Well, gray, one of the reasons I chose that is, actually chose that because it's a color for brain tumor. And my mother died when I was 5 from a brain tumor. This was way back in the late 70s. Most people didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And then my life was definitely changed at that point. And I've been on a whole healing journey ever since that. But
now you know her why.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's part of like wanting to ensure that the kids are taken care of in the process. And that's why I'm supporting Robin with the Pathways programs as well. But I'm wearing gray today to honor
yeah.
brain cancer.
Well,
love that.
That's intriguing to me because in our timeline, it is now actually June the 16th, 2021. We had done a Go team for Rebecca. We've told her story.
Yep.
And Rebecca then reached out and said, can you help my friend Jennifer Beaumont, which we did a Go team for Jennifer Beaumont. Then in early 2021, she reached out. She says, I have a good friend whose boyfriend has glioblastoma. Mm-hmm. He had a brain tumor. Once I talked to Rebecca, I realized that he only had about 10 or 15 days to live. It was that progressed. And I said, there's not enough time to pull anything together. So how can I help? What
mm-hmm.
can I do? And they were going to do like a celebration of life for him before he passed away.
Yeah.
And it was up in Salem at Bush Park. And I said, you tell you what, I'll take every gray shirt I have and I'll bring them there.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone there buys a gray shirt, Cheryl's wearing gray.
Yep.
If they buy a gray shirt, I'll just give the girlfriend $10 right off the top.
Yeah.
And I showed up, and it was so interesting, Amanda, because his name was Aaron Starr, but his nickname was Skunk. Everyone knew him as Skunk.
Yeah.
Right? And he was a tattoo artist. That's what he did for income. And as people began to show up, I was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to judge anybody, but there was a lady she had shaved her head, and her entire head was tattooed. That was just weird for me. There's a guy who had a mohawk, and then he had tattooed the parts of the head that was not, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm just, it's my own biases, but I'm looking at these people going, I'm really uncomfortable here, right? But they all bought shirts. I sold out of gray shirts, and they put them on immediately, and they're wearing the gray shirt for their friend who was dying from a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have time to get into all the details, but Tara is the girlfriend.
Okay.
And I have a picture that is her and I wear our gray shirts.
Yeah.
And as the day progressed, I said, you know, can I go say hi to Skunk? You know, he was just in an awkward place. He didn't know me, and I was fine with that. So I actually never physically talked or verbally talked to him. I could see him from a distance.
Yeah.
And as I left, I said, if you feel comfortable writing his story out, I will make sure he does not die in vain.
Yeah.
And his story is on our website.
Yeah. I love it.
I just love how your mission, Baron, like your passion for helping people, it doesn't matter. You will serve anybody. Mm-hmm. And that's what Kicking Cancer as an organization does, is it doesn't matter your background, what your religion, what it is, where you stand on the political side. We're in this together, and we are the solution, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we are. And I love that you use that as an example, because you were awkward, but you're willing to go.
Yeah.
I was way awkward.
You were outside your comfort zone. Yeah. And we all do the same thing. Because
they are. We're having cancer. I mean, that's got to be way out of their comfort zone. And cancer doesn't discriminate. It will attack and take over anybody and everybody. Mm-hmm. And so that was really powerful for you to just get out of your comfort zone and be, you know, so I commend you for that.
Thank you.
And I commend you for loving on him and just, you know, being there. Whether he wanted anybody to be there or not, you were there and you showed up as your support.
Well, and I know that we've talked about this before. Grief is the price you pay for love. Yes. That is such a great statement. I saw in the news recently that O.J. Simpson died and he had cancer. I was sad, but I didn't grieve, right? Toby Keith died last year from cancer. I like his music. I was sad. I didn't even meet Skunk.
Mm-hmm.
But when the girlfriend sends me a text that he passed away, I had a moment of grieving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was because you went and you witnessed him. You witnessed his friends surround him and love him and show up for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you saw the connection and the love in his life. And so
people that make me feel awkward, but they loved Skunk and they showed up. There was like 70 people in that park.
Love is a common language.
It's a common language. I don't care what side of the political, it is a healing language.
It's a healing language for sure. Yeah.
Well, in honor of Skunk and in honor of Cheryl's mother, the next person that emails Amanda at...
Amanda@kslm.news.
I'll send you a free gray shirt.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, so cool.
Free gray shirt.
That was kind of you.
Yeah. Well, how are we doing on time? It's always...
Let me give another shout out for the Oregon Knife Show. So you guys, this is the 47th annual knife show, and we are here at the Lane Event Center. And if you don't know the address, that's 796 West 13th Avenue in Eugene, Oregon. So they are open until 5 p.m. today. And then tomorrow they open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it is just $6 for a two-day pass. And you're going to want a two-day pass. This place is packed. They have so many different booths. It's absolutely amazing. So definitely check them out. And what podcast is this now?
Well, this is our 103rd show.
Oh, my goodness.
Except you haven't realized.
That's right. The podcast.
Because once this show goes to podcast, there's actually two different podcasts.
Yep.
What I can tell you is I checked this morning, and we just passed 3,200 downloads.
Oh, wow.
Of our radio
That's
show.
Amazing.
We're going to have Kicking Cancer communities everywhere. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I can tell you that I think Cheryl's pretty excited about this. Our second request, so the first one was Vancouver, and we got that up and rolling. Our second one has come from Manhattan, New York.
Oh, wow.
And I have had the first conversation, and she understands what it means. And so now I've handed her off to Cheryl. And it's not official, but it would be really cool if our next one is Manhattan, New York.
So yes, fun. It would.
So fun. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're about out of time. I'm going to give a huge shout out to Marianne McNally, who is a residential real estate specialist with Next Home Realty Connection. If you guys are looking to buy a home or sell a home, she is definitely your go-to girl. And we will be back next week
as the movement continues.